Well, first we say good morning. Good morning, everyone. And good morning to my family. And thank you for being here. You're in church. And it's not my funeral. I would like to read something first that I come across. Among the lost souls in hell, there is not one that can say, I went to Jesus and he refused me. We come to him in weakness and sin, with trembling faith and small knowledge and slender hope. But he does not cast us out. We come by prayer and that prayer broken, with confession and that confession faulty, with praise and that praise far short of his merits, but yet he receives us. We come diseased, polluted, worn out, but he does not cast us out. Heavenly Father, I'm here this morning to bring honor, glory, and praise to your name. This is the promise I made to you a long, long time ago. I'm here because I believe in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And I also believe that in his infinite wisdom, he looked into the future and he saw this moment and he saw me and you. May something of this day be encouragement to all who are waiting and hope to all who are searching. For your word says, if we call upon your name, you will answer. And if we seek you with all our heart, we shall find you. And as we wait, we hear you speak. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Let's not give up, for in his time, God in his goodness will appear. And I've put on a pretty dress for you today, Lord. And I know you're smiling at me now. This story is about my family, my parents, myself, my brothers. I remember the very first word I took hold of was John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come to give you life and life to the full. It has been a real life hard lesson to learn. I learned through the years how crafty the devil is. He's the master of deception, the father of lies. He's the ruler of the air, governing the system of this world, raging war in the spiritual realm. He's the accuser, attacking our thoughts, condemning our mind. His weapons of fear, worry, and anxiety steal our peace and consequently our joy. God has set eternity in the human heart. He has put a longing for us to understand things, not just of this world. And with that, we are given a free will to choose. We have before us life and death, blessings and curses. God tells us, choose life. But our own ego and stubborn nature seeks for our own self-righteousness. And we look for enlightenment through the teaching of so many hundreds of philosophies, resisting the will of God, which is everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life. But more often, we seek to do our will instead. Pride and indifference keep us from knowing the truth. God's word says, know the truth, because the truth will set you free. Little by little, every reasonable, happy, and loving memory was taken away, and every crack that was visible, either by guilt, regrets, or disappointment, was being filled with grief. Whatever it was, it had gotten a good stronghold on us all, bringing division and alienating one against the other, condemning each one of us by a feeling of unworthiness and a sense of rejection. The search for truth began right then. It is much over 30 years ago now. The urgency to find healing from oppression and other struggles brought some of us to seek, to knock, to ask, but the road was narrow, and in our darkness and ignorance for help, walking into paths that only added more salt to our wounds. But I remember our intentions were right. It was God we were desiring, the one I used to pray to when I was little, the one who was holy and merciful. It was right from those early beginnings. I felt this conviction that whatever help we were looking for, whatever needs were to be met, God was the answer. With this burden on my heart, we continued to search for grace and truth. Particularly in those early years, life was just lived moments at a time. Our days were filled with anguish, fear, and despair. Death was at our door to do as much damage as possible, physical, emotional, and spiritual. The fight to resist this evil and the love that was driven by such a determined passion brought me to my knees, and on my knees I journeyed along until I truly met you, Lord. It was sometimes then, in those early years, only by your grace, through faith alone, that I would ever begin knowing you. It was your unconditional and sacrificial love that I understood. Not only you are holy and merciful, but you are also just. I understood the true meaning of forgiveness, how the punishment for all sins of all of humanity was laid upon your Son. Jesus took it all upon the cross. He became the way, the truth, and the life. His resurrection power is the promise for every believer to overcome all things. His redemption sacrifice is the gift, is the free gift given to all for us to receive. Dealing with my own battles and circumstances, your word would be all I had to lean on. Every promise was like living water, more precious than gold. I fought so many challenges, protecting this hope in my heart as I waited on you. You have been my rock, my shield, my hiding place. Each day I would cry out to you, the only light that could dismiss that darkness and ultimately bring new life. I've never asked for anything other than your peace and your love to bring comfort and for your grace to sustain us till we too would cross our wilderness and come into your rest. I live with that picture of your people crossing the desert for many, many years. I identified my family and our journey with that event, and it was right on the anniversary of reaching our 40 years in a strange land that would be for me another reassurance of your love, which would then take my dad home to be with you after suffering a very tough and long battle with cancer. The work that you had started would later, through desperate circumstances, lead my brother, who I had been praying constant for a long, long time, to his crossroad. It is sometimes only in desperate circumstances that we finally surrender all, and in that place of repentance, you began the work of salvation in his life. I thank you, Father, for being there and answering our prayers. Even when faith seemed to fail, I learned how to go on by trusting you. So many times I saw myself like the woman desperate for a touch of your robe, or the one asking for only a few crumbs that fall from the master's table. My prayers have been none other than for you to rescue and restore life, heal brokenness, take away baggages of painful memories, dismiss anger and remove that stronghold of fear, giving us your spirit of peace, love, and a sound mind to save my family. Thank you for the seed of faith planted in my heart. Thank you for the conviction and the courage you gave me to endure the many trials, the love and the strength not to give up, the patience to wait. And in waiting, I know your Holy Spirit sanctifies and sets us apart. We learn to separate from the things of this world, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Yes, we become weary, we get tired along the way, every day we fall short in so many ways. Doubt keeps knocking us down, and discouragement makes our hearts heavy. We all know that. We confess, we profess, and claim scriptures every day, believing for the mountains to move and the seas to part. We ask, how long, O Lord? Only to hear silence still. But then something changes. Something happens. It's not always instant or loud like thunder. It's a process. I look back and I say, yes, thank you, Jesus, for you were there all along. You did shine your light in our darkest moments. Your perfect love cast out fear. You showed us the way and rescued us. You breathed life and hope was born, the hope of glory. Last page. There's still more healing needed. Chains to be broken, eyes to be opened, hearts to be set free. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is our Father too, the same yesterday, today, and forever, the Alpha and Omega, the one who is and was and is to come. I believe He will finish the work He has started in each one of us as we continue in obedience and trust. One day we will... One mistake. For now, we only know in parts. We see through a misty glass. One day, we will understand all things. The Bible tells us, faith, hope, love will remain, but the greatest one is love. Father, fill my heart, our hearts, with your love, so that out of its fullness, the mouth will speak. Thank you, Father, for the call of my life. Thank you, Father, for your salvation gift found in Jesus Christ alone and his finished work on the cross. Amen.